Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Ahmed, the moderator for this conference. Welcome to the NIIT Limited conference call. For the duration of the presentation, all participants' line will be in the listen-only mode. After the presentation, the question-answer session will be conducted for the participants connected to Singtel. After that, the question-answer session will be conducted for participants in India. I would like to hand over to Mr. Vijay Thandani. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Ahmed. This is Vijay Thandani here from NIIT. Thank you very much for being here on the call. I have with me all the senior business leaders, Ashish Basu runs the corporate business, Dr. Day, who's looking after emerging businesses, Mr. Rajendran, the Chief Operating Officer, as well as Mr. Pawar, the Chairman, supported with by Chetna, and who looks after investor relations and finance, and Jitendra Mahajan, who's the CFO. So we have this panel to answer your questions. What I would like to do is to quickly give you an overview of the results so that we can spend most of our time in understanding the details of these results. To start with, let me give you some financial highlights. The global system-wide revenues for this quarter, July, August, September, which is the second quarter of the year, grew 66% year-on-year to touch 3,213 million rupees. The net revenues grew 64% year-on-year to reach 2,031 million rupees. EBITDA has grown up by 36% year-on-year and is at 238 million rupees. Net profit is up by 23% year-on-year to touch 161 million rupees. Obviously, the revenue growth reflects the growth coming from three perspectives. One is the organic growth, which has been very good compared to the previous quarters. We have been on an accelerating path, and I think this quarter has been particularly good on that context. We have had 20% year-on-year growth as far as revenues are concerned. The second part is the Element K acquisition. Though the acquisition was effective on the 2nd of August, we had 60 working days or 60 days of the quarter as far as their being with us was concerned, and they contribute to 26% of the revenues. And the last part was new initiatives, which is negligible in revenue contribution but has great potential for future, which we'll talk about. So the organic growth, as I mentioned, was 20% year-on-year. The Element K contribution was 26%, and the three new businesses, their contribution was 11 million rupees. I do want to talk about the operating margin. The operating margin is at 12% on a consolidated basis, and I must remind you that this includes the numbers of Element K, which has been in a turnaround stage, and I'm very pleased to inform you that in the very first quarter of its performance, Element K has been EPS accretive as far as NIIT results are concerned. So that was one of the major initiatives that we had during the quarter immediately after the acquisition to implement measures which will turn around Element K. In the numbers that we have, I think it would be important for me to drill down a little. As I mentioned, the organic revenue growth is 20% year-on-year, operating margin as at 16%. So the organic revenue at the net level is 1,493 million rupees. The EBITDA is 211 million rupees. And therefore, we are talking of an operating margin of 14% after providing for some acquisition-related expenses, which is 22 million. Therefore, that's how it reconciles with 16% organic. Element K by itself had a revenue of 537 million rupees and an operating EBITDA of 27 million rupees and a PAT net after taxes of 2 million rupees. So just about break even on a net profit level. 161 rupees, a million rupees of PAT reflects 8.3 rupees EPS as far as this quarter is concerned. In the quarter, the individual and corporate business share has increased and institutional share has reduced. and that's in line with the strategy that we had shared with you last quarter. Giving you some more details of the individual business, overall individual business this year grew 46% on a year-on-year basis, and within that, the India individual business grew 62%. So that has been on the back of a very good response we got in GNIT enrollments. We had a 98% growth in GNIT enrollments. In addition to that, there is a number which many of you have shown interest in, the number of engineering and computer science students who are joining NIT. This quarter alone, we had 30,774 engineering and computer science students taking up courses with NIT, which was 45% more than the same number last year. In this, in the overall individual business, China grew 35% to contribute 21% of total individual business system-wide revenues. And the operating profit of the individual business has nearly doubled year on year, given that the operating margin has gone up from 13% to 18% in this period at 132 million rupees. This is coming from the operating leverage that we have in this business with a higher capacity utilization of 61%, despite the fact that we added 4% additional seats during the quarter itself. Overall enrollments of all programs put together grew 26% year on year. The second thing which I would like to highlight is the institutional business. In the institutional business, while based on the strategy that we had shared with you in the previous quarters, we have been conscious of new government business that we would like to take and being selective about it. This quarter, we had a revenue of 221 million rupees and an operating profit of 16% at 35 million rupees. Non-government business this quarter contributes 24% of the total, in contrast to 17% of the total 1 year ago. In the institutional business, we now have about 135 crores of order book, of which 49% is executable in the next 12 months. In the corporate business, we added $12.9 million of new orders, 3 new technology customers, 6 new corporate clients, and this is also the business which is actively engaged in the Element K integration. Though there is no impact of the Element K revenue on them, I think a lot of their effort has gone into making the Element K integration successful. They had a revenue of 515 million rupees with an operating margin of 16%. Their business reflects a 14% year-on-year growth and an 18% quarter-on-quarter growth. Quarter-on-quarter growth is particularly impressive given the fact that this is a business in which quarter-on-quarter growth in line with the new orders and new executions is particularly relevant. Our technology vertical, which is one of our focus areas, has increased 40% year-on-year, as well as the product mix of content, learning delivery, and learning technologies has also moved in favor of learning delivery and learning technologies, which was an identified growth area. Overall, the business closed the quarter with an order book of $37.5 million, of which 63% is executable in the next 12 months. So a fairly strong order book, which can be used up in the next 12 months. The second part of my presentation is about the new businesses. We had talked about 3 new businesses in the last investor meet. All 3 new businesses were launched on schedule. NIT Imperia, which was launched on September 12, is addressing the executive management education space. It's in partnership initially with the Indian Institutes of Management at Ahmedabad, Calcutta, and Indore. There we have launched 6 new programs. Some of you may have seen the announcement for these programs. We have received a very good response, and we expect the first round of courses to commence in November. Institute for Finance, Banking, and Insurance, which is in equity participation with ICICI Bank, was launched on September 26th. Once again, while we have been servicing the in-house needs of ICICI Bank for a time being, we have now opened it to public as well, and public enrollments have started, and once again the response has been fairly good. NIT Litmus, which is to meet the recruitment testing requirements of the IT and ITS industry, was also launched early in October, has already acquired its first customer in September though. Overall, all three responses have been very good, but I would like to say that all three are in the learning phase, and we are testing out the business models and perfecting the business models as we go along. Overall, these three businesses put together today constitute a market space which is about 210 crores and growing at 31% CAGR from the given statistics. We expect our growth to be fairly substantial in these three areas, and we expect them to reach nearly 80 to 90 crores in the third year of operation, which is 2008-2009 fiscal. New businesses had very small revenue, 11 million rupees, but had a negative operating profit given the startup nature of the operation. I would like to talk a little bit about the Element K acquisition, which we had just concluded during the quarter, and would like to give you an introduction of what Element K is all about, how their financials are, how much of that financials we have added in our numbers. So Element K is as old as NIT, approximately formed in 1982 in Rochester, New York. They are both a product and a services company. Their products are in printing and distribution, in publishing domain, where they have their own IPR, as well as they work with other technology companies to partner and create instructor-led training materials. They have a huge e-learning library of about 2,300 titles, and they have content development, hosting, and other managed services as the third line of their business. In terms of their experience, they are the third largest e-learning content library. In fact, I would now like to say the second largest, because the number one acquired the number two just yesterday. So these they automatically get pushed up to being the number two, the second largest e-learning library. They have their own content for key technologies, and they are also a major authorized distributor of various technology companies for their content. Their large content development capability, as well as their technology platform, known as Knowledge Hub, gives them with some very unique advantages. We intend to take advantage of both their custom printing and fulfillment, off-the-shelf e-learning and ILT content, as well as hosting and managed services to grow the business across a large number of our technology customers and corporate customers, and they intend to do likewise. The gross revenues of Element K during this quarter was $707 million, which is about $15 million for the 60-day period. I must say, this is in line with the US GAAP accounting which they use. We aligned their revenues to our revenue recognition norms, by which this is 53.7 crores or 537 million rupees. The interesting thing is that they generated an operating profit of 27 million rupees. We are managing them as an independent subsidiary with utilizing their strengths, but at the same time maintaining their management team. We have already launched their offering in India in collaboration with NIT, known as eNIIT, and simultaneously have been addressing large number of our technology customers as well as corporate customers to see how we can put both the offerings together to create a stronger customer, stronger value for our customers. Together, NIIT and Element K now would represent nearly $250 million of annualized revenue on a system-wide basis, and therefore are the first and the best choice for corporates for comprehensive learning solutions worldwide. In terms of headcount, during the quarter, we have increased the headcount from 2424 to 3128. I must point out, of this, the new additions of 641 are due to the Element K acquisition. I would like to stop at this point of time and open the forum for Q&A. Moderator, can you please open it up for question and answer?
Thank you very much, sir. At this moment, I would like to hand over the proceedings to Syntel moderator to conduct the Q&A for participants connected to Syntel. After this, we'll have a question and answer session for participants at India Bridge. Thank you, and over to you, Aishu.
Thank you, Ahmed. We will now begin the question and answer sessions for participants connected to the Syntel Bridge. Please press 01 to ask a question. Participants at the Syntel Bridge, if you have a question, please press 01. Press 01 if you have a question. There is no questions from the participant at Syntel Bridge. I will hand over the proceeding back to Ahmed. Ahmed?
Thank you, Aichu. We'll now begin the Q&A session for participants connected to India Bridge. To ask a question, please press star 1 now. Participants, to ask a question, please press star 1 now. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star 1 now. First in line, we have Mr. Dipen Shah from Kotak Securities. Over to you, sir.
Hi, Vijay. Congrats on a good set of numbers. Congratulations to the management team.
Thank you very much.
I had just a couple of questions regarding, first of all, Element K.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, you said the acquisition-related expenses were about 22 million rupees.
Yeah.
Now, is this included under the new initiatives, which is showing a loss of about 3.5 crores?
Yes, actually, we just combined them into the new initiatives and acquisition-related expenses.
Yeah, so that's
the line item.
Okay, and this 2.2 million, this 22 million is a one-off kind of a thing and not to be repeated in the current quarter.
Very right. And okay. These are those acquisition-related expenses which cannot be considered to be capitalized as a part of the acquisition
process. Okay. And in terms of the acquisition, it got merged with effect from 2nd of August. I just wanted to know something on the financing part as to the $35 million of debts, when did were actually taken, and how much was the interest component which came in this quarter?
Yeah. So in the when I gave you the PAT numbers of Element K,
mm-hmm.
The Element K numbers I had already accounted for the interest for the 59-day period already.
Okay.
And that's how we had the 2 million PAT.
Mm-hmm.
The total debt which we took for this purpose was $35 million.
Okay.
And the debt was effective the closing date, which is 2nd of August. So that was 59 days interest.
Okay. What would be the rate of interest?
I think it is 150 basis points above LIBOR, if I'm not mistaken. Some such number. Approximately that. 170 above LIBOR.
Okay, it's 170 points above LIBOR. Okay. And on the other hand, could you just throw some light on the strategies which you are adopting to increase the profitability of Element K?
Yeah, thanks. What I would like to do is to ask Ashish Basu, who is actually leading the integration effort,
mm-hmm.
to talk about the three main initiatives which we have,
mm-hmm.
for increasing the both the revenue as well as profitability of both Element K and NIIT's corporate business, both of which will get affected in the next few minutes. Yeah, Ashish.
Okay. Hi, this is Ashish Basu, and I look after the knowledge solutions business at NIIT.
Okay.
We have three specific growth initiatives identified for Element K, all of which are already in implementation. The first is an integration of our IT customers with Element K offerings.
Mm-hmm.
We have already spoken to a number of customers. We have a lot of interest. We are expecting to see closures of additional business in this area in the coming and the next quarter, which is an OND JFM. We should have something to report here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The second major initiative is around internationalizing the Element product offerings, because they have primarily been North America focused, and we are looking at taking it into India. That's what Vijay talked about a little while ago as having launched in India,
mm-hmm.
but also managing distributors in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing that we are looking at is actually to introduce additional packaged offerings,
mm-hmm.
where we would leverage our services capability along with their content product. So they have 1,500 odd customers.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to increase their average uptake of revenue per customer by a significant percentage. So these are the three strategies, all of which have already started and will gather momentum in the next couple of quarters.
Okay.
In terms of improvement strategies, we have three again. The first one is that prior to acquisition itself, we had agreed on a certain level of cost savings.
Mm-hmm.
These were to be implemented over three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
We have already completed implementation of 60% of that.
Okay.
And the other 40% are on schedule. We have a schedule by which these costs will be kind of changed, which are primarily in G&A and R&D.
Okay.
The second major thing is that Element K has a platform called Knowledge Hub. NIT has a platform called Qlik, and we are proceeding on the integration of these two.
Mm-hmm.
The integration will take a little while, but this integration projects have already commenced, so that again over time will lead us to only have to maintain and support a single platform,
mm-hmm.
which will save significant money.
Mm-hmm.
The last is that for all additional work that Element K is looking at, we are restructuring the way work happens to increase the offshore component.
Mm-hmm.
So increasingly their profitability and margins will grow because of offshore. So just to summarize again, three growth strategies are: one is expanding their products into our technology segment. The mm-hmm. second is international sales. The third is increasing revenue from their 1,500 customers.
Mm-hmm.
The three improvement strategies are cost savings. That's around 10% of their initial gross revenue.
Mm-hmm.
The second is to merge and create one technology out of the two platforms that we have. And the third is to increase offshore development.
Okay. So if I understand from this correctly, we should not be expecting significant or any reduction in revenues of Element K because of offshoring. It is mainly that the revenues would increase from the three initiatives which you are taking, so that there should not be any reduction per se in case of Element K because of offshoring. Is it correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And if you could just give us some estimates, if at all you can, as to where are you looking at Element K's profitability after this, after the initiatives are well taken care of, say probably in 1 year or couple, 1.5 years down the line?
Yeah, actually what we are trying to do is to make sure that their profitability reaches our current level of profitability,
mm-hmm.
In, let us say, 2008-2009,
mm-hmm.
right, which is they should reach an EBITDA level of 15-16%
mm-hmm.
In that period. I must point out that this is a company which was making losses for the last many years.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have an uphill climb, and obviously we also got the benefit of working with them and adding these bits, because we were already in this business.
Okay.
The second thing which I want to say is that even in terms of top line growth, the marketplace where they are playing, which is North America,
mm-hmm.
the industry growth levels are at 2-4%.
Mm-hmm.
If you reach the IDC report.
Correct.
We are trying to grow that faster because we are also wanting to take advantage of the outsourcing boom.
Mm-hmm.
So these two initiatives we believe will contribute.
Okay.
In the future.
Okay. And in terms of the institutional business, there it is mentioned that there were some project closures during the current quarter, and could you just throw some light whether the current quarter revenues of about 22 crores are indeed sustainable, the margins as well as the revenue base?
We have mentioned before that overall the institutional business we are wanting to de-emphasize and be selective about the government part of the business,
mm-hmm.
and therefore we are not going to be at the levels of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And given the current state of government orders and the ones which we would like to participate,
mm-hmm.
we would like to make sure that we maintain our margins at about 15% for the year.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the revenue may be about 10 odd percent lower than last year.
Okay. Thanks very much. That's all from my side and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Mr. Hitesh Shah from Citigroup. Over to you, sir.
Hello. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question is on Element K. Is there any seasonality in the business of Element K? Do we see any spike in revenues in the December quarter for this company?
In all businesses which are largely services driven, there seems to be a small, subdued interest in the last quarter because you don't get enough working days. So the services part of their business does get affected. Is that right, Ashish?
Yes.
And on the product side of the business, they may get new orders, but they would not be able to get the revenue because those are typically subscription libraries which have to be built over the next 1 or 2 years. So in other words, there may be a small dip in the O&D quarter, but it's very minor. It's nothing like the one which we go through.
Okay. So the other thing I wanted to know that sometime back Ashish mentioned of an offshore development, but if I understand correctly, Element K has some staff in Chennai facilities and which do the product development for them. So how would it, they are already having an offshore development, so how?
How will we help more?
Yeah
okay. So Ashish, why don't you explain?
Yeah, so there are two things. Their facility in Chennai is already being used for product development largely. And we are looking at also services, which is custom content development. So the level of process maturity you need to do custom development is different from product development, because in product development you're not touching the customer directly. So at this point in time, they are doing a part of their work in Chennai, which is a substantial part, but they're doing a fair amount of it in Rochester as well. Based on everything that we have discussed and seen so far, as they start to grow, because their development services business is growing, as that starts to happen, the Delhi team will have to help in sharing that load and so on, and also getting the Chennai people up to speed on being able to take on that kind of responsibility, because it is a somewhat different capability.
Oh, okay. The other thing I wanted to understand was, you know, last quarter we spoke of some layoffs that might happen because of the Element K acquisition. Is that already over, or we might see some, you know, extraordinary expenses related to that in the coming quarter?
We mentioned to you about the fact that there was a reduction in force exercise done at the beginning of the quarter, and whatever were the plans we had already shared, while it is being done in phases, it will not have any effect on the in terms of any extraordinary expenses that we have to look at.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to understand, you know, the EBITDA margin of 5%, which Element K did in the first 2 months of integration, what is there any extraordinary, or, you know, 5% is kind of a sustainable EBITDA margin for them for at least next 2-3 quarters is what I wanted to understand.
Okay. It is too early for us to come to that conclusion because, first of all, let me tell you that they have seen a positive EBITDA margin, for that matter, a net profit after many, many years. So, it is too early for us to conclude from there. However, going forward, if our outlook was little longer than next 2 quarters, but it was, let's say, 4 or 6 quarters, then, as I mentioned, we do see the EBITDA margin go well beyond 5%.
Okay. Also, if you could just update on some of the balance sheet numbers like cash, debt, and, you know, all that stuff, DSOs.
As far as NIIT is concerned?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, let's talk a little bit about cash. We closed the quarter with a cash balance of about 40 crores of rupees.
Okay.
Yeah. Our DSOs are down by 7 days and they are at 136 days. Once again, clouded by the high government receivables. Even though we saw the government receivables reduce this quarter, we got payments both from our two favorite states during the quarter, and we see some more coming in because they have some budgets released. So at this time, they were 136 days.
Okay. Can you give the amount if that's possible?
1782 million rupees.
Right. And what about the debt that we have apart from SSCB? What is the total debt right now at the end of quarter?
Our total debt, excluding the funding for Element K, was 567, and to that we have to add the Element K debt.
Okay.
That is $35 million.
Okay, and this is apart from the.
However, the Element K debt, while it, we are, I'm talking about it on the NIT balance sheet. In the way our numbers are shared with you, the interest on that debt is being shown along with Element K.
Right, right.
Numbers.
This is over and above FCCB, right? 567 million rupees.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and we had 24 million of order intake in institution business. Was this all private school, or is that some component of government school business as well?
No, this was all private school.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best. I'll come again if I have any more questions. Thank you.
Most certainly. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Mr. Dipen Mehta from Dipen Mehta Shares. Over to you, sir.
So congratulations on good set of numbers. Just wanted a clarification that 2.2 crores is the additional one-time expenditure spent on the acquisition, Element K.
Yeah.
And 1.1 crore is the initial startup cost for all the other three new initiatives we have taken. Is that a correct understanding?
No, it will be 1.4 crores as the startup cost of the new initiatives.
Oh, sorry, 1.4 and 2.2, that aggregates to 3.6 crores.
Yes.
Okay. And you are explaining that the interest cost of it was included in Element K's, I didn't quite get that, in Element K's performance, the interest was
$35 million
debt.
Yeah, I'll just explain you. What we said was if you look at the on the website, the presentation which we have, slide number 6.
Yeah, I'm on slide number 6. Yeah.
Financial summary by business line, I could explain to you.
Yeah, I'm there on that.
If you look at existing NIIT, the column called existing NIIT, that tells you the organic NIIT which existed last quarter, which has a 19% year-on-year growth and a 17% operating margin.
That's right.
Correct? Then the next line is 11 million of new business revenues,
yeah.
47 million of expenses to do with new business,
yeah.
And acquisition, of which 22 million are one time.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That totals to a column called organic NIIT, because
yeah,
all these are to do with NIIT and will remain in NIIT.
Yeah.
Then we have the column called Element K, where you have 537 million of revenue,
yeah,
27 million of EBITDA,
yeah,
and they have a net other income of minus 21.
Yeah.
That minus 21 is actually 22 million of interest and 1 million of additional and other income they had. So that's the 21 million net.
Okay, so that 2.2 crores over there is basically for 60 days. So we can work out the average cost per quarter and therefore per year.
Yeah, if you actually multiply it by 6, you will get it right.
Okay. That means that all said and done, Element K has not damaged your bottom line in any way. The interest cost is now more or less being paid out of the profits of Element K.
That's the reason I use the word, it is EPS accretive, because every cost to do with Element K operations has been paid out of Element K's profits. And it has contributed 2 million rupees. So you said it in simpler words than I did. Thank you for doing that.
And this, therefore, the 36 million loss which is there, the 1.4 million in the startup which is there, How do you see that panning out for the next quarter? Do you see closing the gap in over the next 2-3 quarters? Or,
no. So let me talk. Actually, if we could keep the 22 million rupees one time, which can be kept away, we just didn't want one more column with a single entry. That's why that 22 was there. Otherwise, it had very little to do with this column.
Okay.
So also, as far as new businesses and their prospects are concerned, especially Imperia and IFBI, I would hand you over to Dr. Day. He will just give you a quick summary of what we see as going forward.
Okay.
As we said, for both these two new businesses, NIT Imperia and IFBI, both of them are in their they have begun their public offerings, and as we said, the response indeed is up to our expectations. Imperia, which deals with executive management education, we are targeting enrollments of about 500 numbers and with an average fee of about 150,000 rupees, and therefore the and of course this will be serviced over an average of a 10-month period. And in IFBI, we are targeting about 450 numbers of students into a program which is a 6-month program, which has fees of 48,000 rupees. We will have expenses associated with the delivery of these programs, and therefore going forward we see the operating expenses to be in the to be of the order of about
1 moment, he's just pulling out.
No problem.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
So we expect the operating, the EBITDA to be in the range of around minus 50 to minus 60 for the full year.
For this year.
FY07, and of course we expect to break even sometime in the second or third quarter of next year.
Next year, what are you projecting?
And the projections for the businesses in revenue terms for the next year would be in the range of about 300 million, and in the third year we see a figure of somewhere close to about 80 to 90 crores.
800 to 900 million.
And at that time, we should be at an operating margin in excess of 25%.
That's in the third year, when you have 80 to 90 crores.
That's right. When we have
and 80. In the second year?
And in the second year, we have, it will be in the, our operating profit should be in the range of 10 to 20 million.
No, the operating profit will be basically 5 to 10%, basically. That's what you're saying. The EBITDA margin will be between 5 and 10%.
That's right. The EBITDA margin would be between 5.
Okay. And I just didn't get the EBITDA margin for the current year. That.
I think let me explain, since the papers were a little far from him. Let me just repeat what he said.
Yeah.
In this year, we expect these businesses to contribute between 75 to 80 million rupees of top line,
yeah,
and would have a negative EBITDA of 65 to 70 million rupees. In the second, in the next year, because they will break even during next year, we expect them to reach between 280 to 300 million rupees and have and EBITDA of between 15 to 30.
Which is 5 to 10%.
And in the third year is when we would reach the optimum capacity utilization of what we have set up. We expect to see this in excess of 25% at a revenue of between 60 to 70 or 600, sorry, 800 to 900 million rupees. As you know, NIIT Imperia is again a very high operating leverage business, given the fact that there is a capacity, it's a capacity driven business. And same is the case with IFBI as well.
That means we'll still incur 1.4 crores already loss incurred in the second quarter.
Yeah.
So we still incur anywhere between 5 to 5.5 crore loss for the other two quarters.
That's
for
right.
The new initiatives.
That's right.
So we should be trying to factor in that as well. Maybe less for the first quarter of next year and thereafter.
Very right.
Thank you. Okay.
Right.
Thank you and all the best.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Mr. Nitesh Oja from Taurus Mutual Fund. Over to you, sir.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. Just a quick question. Do you give a company-wide revenue guidance?
We had shared with you for the year revenue guidance, which actually it's a good time for us to revisit given the fact that we now have an acquisition which has to be added to the numbers that we had talked about. So I can share that with you.
Great.
This year, given the induction of Element K and our first 6 month performance, we do see us doing better than what we had projected in our organic numbers, and to that we are adding the Element K numbers. So our current projection is to look at 7,550 million rupees to 7,770 million rupees.
I see. And your margins, your EBITDA margin, if I'm seeing this correctly, usually hovers around 15 to 16% on a company-wide basis.
No, I will explain you.
Yeah.
Our margin has been steadily improving, and last quarter we were overall at 13%.
I see.
Our target this year for organic margin was to be 15%.
Huh.
We have already crossed that this quarter. This quarter's margin is 17%.
Okay.
However,
yeah.
Given the new businesses and given the acquisition,
yeah.
And especially the acquisition,
yeah.
We expect the margin to be lower because the Element K's own margin, as you know, is at 5% right now.
Yes.
But we do expect it to improve during the year.
Yes.
And overall, we think we will be at the current state of margin, which is 11 to 12%.
12%, which you briefly mentioned that by FY09, your Element K margins would creep up to your company-wide, which would be about 15-16%. So over the next 8 to 10 quarters, you're hoping to further expand your margin by, what,
yes.
over 300 basis points?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And your net margins will remain at 10% or any room for improvement now that the interest situation is resolved?
No, the interest situation is not resolved. Interest situation has just begun. Sorry. What I do want to say is that our depreciation burden will not increase at the rate at which our business is increasing. So our depreciation is the single largest element of expense below the line. On taxation, once again, we do not foresee any major taxation coming in other than FPT and MAT. So since
yeah.
we have a lot of tax deferred tax assets and reserves available.
Yeah. Okay. So you know, what I meant by resolved is the interest situation is that there is visibility over there. At least it'll be stagnant going forward.
Absolutely.
Huh?
And in
yeah.
fact, it will reduce because
yeah.
we have repayments going in.
Yeah. So you could expand even your net margins to close to 10%, no?
No, our net margins, I don't know whether at percent what they were. I have operating margins in front of me. I can.
Your net margin is about 8%.
Yeah, but I'm saying our net margins will improve because our expenses between operating margin and net margin are more or less frozen at the level at which we are today.
Okay. Okay.
They increase marginally. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Great.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Mr. Girish Pai from East India Securities. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to understand the amortization figure for the goodwill of Element K. Is it part of your calculations right now?
No. As you know, it's an overseas subsidiary, and as per the consolidation guidelines, there is no fixed amortization for that, but the every year the value of our investment will be tested for any impairment because of loss of value. So other than that, there is no amortization.
Okay. So you're not going to provide for anything until it's you see impairment in the brand.
Yeah. Okay. Accounting.
Okay. Second thing I want to ask is you mentioned about 150K as the fee that you get from Imperia per capita. Now, is this net or you share this with the IIMs?
We share that with the IIMs. So you can say in our books, we would get about 50% of that.
Okay, okay. Third question is regarding private schools. Can you give me a split of, you know, IT-enabled versus IT-training kind of revenues within your private schools business?
In our private schools business, we have a combined offering of IT-enabled as well as IT-training. That's part of the total package. So every school that we address has both IT training and IT assisted training.
Okay, okay. Fourth question is regarding your Q3 outlook, because if you look back into your Q3 of FY06, it's been a pretty weak quarter from an individual training business financial perspective. What do you see happening in Q3 of this year? You see that improving in terms of margins and combined with the possible losses, you know, from the new businesses that you have, would we see a very weak Q3 this year around?
Okay, Q3 is typically a weak quarter for us given the seasonality of our business. But as you know, in the past years, steadily we have been bucking the seasonality a little bit each time. So while Q3 will have the same trend, but I think Q3 will have a better growth year on year than you see in the organic business year on year.
In terms of margins, will it be better? I mean, because I think last year you had a very good quarter from an institutional business perspective. Do you think that can get repeated?
That would depend on the order intakes that we have during the quarter. And at this point of time, it will be difficult to comment on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Mr. Ruchit Mehta from HSBC. Over to you, sir.
Hi, good evening, Dr. Kuch. Congratulations on the result. So just was wondering, could you just give us the total FCCB money, the total diluted equity?
FCCB will result in a 10% dilution. It's a 200 rupees per share conversion.
Okay, so currently we are about 19.3 million shares. That will be diluted by 10%.
Yes.
Okay.
It will, post dilution.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Post dilution, Intel Capital, which has the FCCBs, will own 10% of the equity.
What will be the, in terms of number of shares, what will be the equity?
2188 additional.
2188 lakh shares additional.
21.88 lakh shares.
Additional.
1 million shares.
Okay. And in terms of funding for Element K, we had actually announced about $40 million of the acquisition price, and we've paid it through $35 million of debt. The balance has been through cash, or there was potentially some equity issues because of that as well.
$40 million is the approximate price or the total cost of the acquisition.
Okay.
It's approximate still because the numbers are still getting tallied.
Okay.
$35 million was a debt which was taken and the rest was funded by internal accruals. No other equity was.
So there's no other further equity dilution because of this.
No.
Okay. Your total. Okay. So the debt amount that you mentioned earlier, about 567 million rupees, is excluding the FCCB.
Very right.
So this plus FCCB plus then the element K debt would be there.
Very right.
Okay.
And do you want to know what the total number is?
Yes, please.
I can tell you that. Just give me one second. Sorry? I'll just give you that number.
Yeah. And so I just want to understand, I joined in a little late, so my apologies if this is a repetition. What's the sort of outlook now on the retail side of the business? It's growing fabulously. So how do you see it for the next year, the rest of the year and the year after this?
Yeah, you are very right. The retail side of the business has been particularly exciting in this quarter, but I must also point out this is the peak quarter of this business.
Okay.
I also want to give you another data point, and this is actually some of our friends in the investing community have been asking for, to give us a visibility for the next few quarters. So I wanted to share with you a data point, which is to do with our order book in each of the businesses and how that will pan out in the next three quarters. So in the individual business, we are entering the third quarter with an order book of 132 crores, which is 1.1320 million rupees.
Okay.
And we are expecting, I will just give you in each of the quarters, the 1320, the way it will pan out.
Okay.
I think it is 25% in the coming quarter, 19% in the following quarter, 14% in the third quarter from now, and 11% in the fourth quarter from now.
Okay.
So actually, that also answers the earlier gentleman's, I think, depends question on what will this good run of individual business help in the third quarter. So nearly at 25% of the 1320 is due to come through in the next quarter itself.
Okay.
Similarly, in the corporate and the institutional business, I gave you the next 12 months outlook.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And sorry, in terms of, could you just repeat that for the, those are figures already in the presentation. But you know, going forward, China has also been a very good growth driver for the individual business. But obviously, the market itself is growing about 31%. Do you think that over the next 3 to 4 years, some 25% is sort of a growth that the market can sustain over there?
I think higher than that.
Okay. Okay. That will be driven primarily by why?
See, for us, the two growth engines there are our traditional education center.
Okay.
And the second is the NIIT Inside model, where we are working with a large number of universities and colleges to adopt NIIT's curriculum.
Okay.
But I must say, at this time, India growth is far in excess of even China growth.
Okay.
And I think that's also to do with the dominant position of India in the IT services space, of NIIT in India, and the range of offerings that we have.
Okay. Just some final questions. So could you let us know what is the CAPEX for the year? For fiscal 07, any outlook for fiscal 08?
I can tell you that in the next few minutes. We will just tell you the total capex, of which how much have we spent and how much is left to be done.
Okay. And sir, typically what would be your turnover to capex ratio, asset turn ratio in your business?
In steady state in education business, you should get an asset turnover of 2.5 to 3.
2.5 to 3.
Yeah.
Okay. And but if you include your corporate and the institutional segments, it should improve a bit.
Yeah. See, the institutional segment, the asset to turnover ratio is frankly a misnomer, because the asset does not get left behind with you at the end of the period.
Okay.
You can that you should plan. Discount. Yeah, because that's a build on operate transfer model.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. If you just let us do the debt and the capex part.
I just the total debt also.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So the total debt we have on our balance sheet is 2175 is the secured debt,
okay,
which is 567 plus the $35 million, which will work out to 1610.
Okay.
Correct? And FCCB, which since its conversion price was 200 rupees,
okay.
But yes, it is technically a debt, but it's 437.
Okay. Okay.
The capex so far in the business is 472 million. Yeah, this year has been 472 million.
Okay.
And we, given the new centers which are coming up, we are seeing another 300 million more.
So about probably 80 odd crores would be spent during the year.
Yeah.
And so therefore you'll be okay for the next year. There wouldn't be any major capex requirement for the next year?
Next year the capex requirement will fall very substantially because these three businesses would in that case be operating at full cylinder.
Okay, but
there will be some extra capex which will get incurred for their expansion.
Maybe some 10-15 crores or something like that.
Yeah, but we will be sharing that, I think, in the next quarter because our plans for next year will be final by then.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Ms. Priya from Enam Securities. Over to you, ma'am.
Yeah. Good evening to all of you all and congratulations on this set of numbers. My first question relates to the fact that, you know, if you could give us an assessment on the litmus custom assessment services which you've just launched in October 2006. Most on the pricing side, because we have got favor with respect to Imperia and IFBI, if you could give us most on the pricing side as well.
Okay. So NIIT Litmus is an assessment testing service. It already has its first customer. And it's a relatively low investment business because it will leverage our current education centers and current reach. And it's actually going to some of our specialized centers to start with. And therefore, while in capex it's low, I think in revenue possibility it has a high potential. We expect this business, though its numbers are already included in our corporate numbers because it's part of our corporate business, we do see that this business will grow fairly strongly and we expect it to reach about 250 to 300 million in the third year.
That's FY09 where you're targeting 800 to 900 million for all the three initiatives.
For the other two initiatives.
Sure. So you're saying that 250 to 300 is not in that 800 to 900.
No, it is not.
So we are part of the corporate business.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. And also, if you could give us any pricing scenario which you're looking at in Litmus NIT.
Litmus is a large range, but maybe Ashish, you can talk about pricing.
Yeah, so there are multiple models that will work there. So the pricing, depending on whether a customer does it in-house or whether we do it at our centers, will vary somewhere between 100 rupees per person per test to about 500 rupees per person per test.
Okay, so you're saying that because it depends on whether it's being done in-house or at NIT locations.
Yes, because there are, and also depending on the test.
But obviously that could also vary the margins as well. What I'm trying to understand is, you know, if when you're doing it at your locations and you mentioned that, you know, it can be done at the existing capacity itself, would that imply if it's done at your location, the EBITDA would be much stronger?
Okay, yes, the EBITDA will be much stronger. At the same time, we are setting up some specialized centers, as Vijay had mentioned. There will be a few specialized centers which will have between 50 and 100 seat capacity. We've just set up, we're in the process of setting up four of them and we will do another four next year. But that is not a high capex contributor. It is, the space is rented and so on. But that will be set up and for additional space, which is where there will be people who need to increase their catchment to maybe 150 cities or so, we'll leverage NIT centers as well.
Okay, sure, that's really helpful. Second question relates to the fact that, you know, if you could give us some flavor of the order intake of $12.9 million which you had in the corporate business.
Yeah,
okay.
Technology customers.
Yeah, so a fairly large section of that are technology customers. So, for example, we did have a fairly strong order intake from companies such as, which would be in the, Fortune, the top 10 technology companies. We would have got a substantial amount of revenue intake, order intake from them. We also had a few large, customers who, both in India as well as in the US, which added to that.
Okay. You also mentioned on your slide with respect to corporate intake that, you know, there was a ramp up with respect to the cost. Is this expected to continue given the fact that, you know, the business is in a high growth phase and it differs from assignment to assignment?
No, actually, what we are referring to there is the fact that we are changing the product mix.
Sure.
So, for example, we are adding more of learning delivery. For learning delivery, you have to get your instructors certified, especially if you are doing international rollouts, in which case, for the first 2 months or 3 months, you have an instructor on your payroll, which is actually not delivering revenue. So as you are ramping up, to that extent, you have a little subdued operating margin.
Okay, but that would typically happen when you are going in for you know, geographical expansion. Rather.
So if you are adding a new technology client, let us say, then that happens because you have to train a new breed of certified trainer.
Okay. And in the institutional business, you mentioned on the annual milestone, which was in, you know, built across in the current quarter, if you could give that quantum as well.
I missed the question.
In the institutional business,
yes.
The slide was mentioned that there was an annual milestone which was built in the current quarter.
Yeah.
If you could
just
give us the quantum on that.
So the quantum of that annual milestone,
yeah.
I would not have it straight away.
I'll take it from you.
26 million rupees.
Okay.
26 million rupees.
Okay, and if you could give us some flavor on the business pipeline with respect to the private schools, while, you know, the overall pipeline had an addition of 24 million, but, you know, just on your current field, or, you know, if you could just mention how the private school initiatives have been going through.
Yeah, in the private school, essentially, there are two seasons. There are two quarters in which there is more marketing activity. One is the quarter in which we are in, and the one which is the quarter which follows this, which is the two. Because the schools like to take their decisions for their calendar year, for their academic years, which start in May, June, or actually in some cases April.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the two times when you have a whole activity, when you like to tie up with the school and get them engaged for at least a year's subscription. Not typically, it is a 3 year. It's a 3 year engagement. So those are the two quarters in which there is activity. But the revenue, obviously anything which you get, gets spread approximately over the year. It's a little higher upfront, but over the year it gets spread.
Okay. Thanks very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star one now. Next in line, we have Mr. Dipen Shah from Kotak Securities.
Yeah, just one more question. Could you just give us some update on the NIIT University?
Okay, maybe Mr. Pawar would like to talk about NIIT University. One moment.
Well, nothing significant to report at this time,
mm-hmm.
except that the, you know, I did mention that we are putting together the master plan, the layouts and so on.
Mm-hmm.
That work is in progress.
Mm-hmm.
We added some more faculty members, so that process is on, but we still, as I mentioned, we have to wait till the government clearances come,
mm-hmm.
and significant acceleration would happen post that.
Okay.
At this time, as you know, we are in the process of building the campus,
mm-hmm.
which is in Rajasthan,
mm-hmm.
and for, so that activity is anyway going on.
Okay, and I believe that will not entail any significant capex on NIIT Limited's part because we could tie up with some probably NGOs or some donations kind of thing.
No, I do hope that our aim is to create a university which is self-sustaining.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you are very right. It does not entail a capex from NIIT.
Okay, thanks very much.
You're most welcome.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Sonu Kohli from AIM Capital.
Hello, Mr. Tirani. Congratulations on good set of numbers. A couple of queries. Firstly, Element K revenues for the last year were $80 million.
Yes.
Was that at net revenue or at gross revenue?
Yes. As I mentioned, their revenue recognition is as per US GAAP. And by that, it was at $80 million. Which was gross revenue in my calculation. And the way we are recognizing the revenue, we are considering
the equivalent of that would be about $14 million less, $64 million. 66, sorry.
And what would be India business contribution at net revenue levels for the first 6 months to the existing businesses, excluding Element K?
I'm sorry, could you repeat?
What would be India individuals, what would be the individual business contribution? India's contribution to the individual business revenues for the first 6 months?
57%.
At net revenue level?
At system wide I have, but I can tell you at net also. Just one moment. I'll just give it to you. Yeah, why don't we continue with the next question? I'll just give you that data. I have at system-wide level, it's 57%. Yeah.
Two more queries. What kind of business growth do you see in corporate business for the year? And in terms of last year, you started your enrollment season a little earlier. Would that have any repercussions on growth in the next two quarters because of change in the seasonality pattern?
Okay, so let me first answer your first part. Your individual India's contribution to the individual business at a net level, because we have our own centers as well, is 79%.
Okay.
And your second question is whether the fact that we started enrollments at an earlier stage will have an impact on our third quarter revenues.
On third and fourth quarter revenues in terms of growth?
Well, at this point of time, I would like to say it will have a positive impact because to that extent, our order intake is already in our pocket. And if I shared one number which you were one of the feedback which we were responding to, we created the order book which we have in the individual business at a net level is 132 crores. Of which 25% is due to come in the next quarter, which is quarter three, and 19% in the fourth quarter. So if you just see that number itself, we'll give you an idea that I think we'll be beneficiaries of the fact that we started early enrollment.
And your outlook for corporate business for 06-07 in terms of top line growth?
Yeah. Overall, we are looking at the corporate business in our last discussion was at 18%. The order intake that we have in these two quarters and the order book that we are looking at, we expect that to be more like 19 to 20% now.
Thank you, Mr. Tirani. Congratulations once again for great numbers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. At this moment, there are no further questions from the participants. I would like to hand over the floor back to Mr. Vijay Thadani for final remarks.
Thank you, Ahmed. Thank you very much for being here with us and for all the interesting insights that we got from these conversations. I'm sure there would be follow-up questions. Please don't hesitate to contact Chetna Kullar or myself or Vijay Kumar at our respective emails or telephones. We'd be very happy to answer any or all the questions. We would also like to invite you next time you are in Delhi to visit us at our new corporate office in Gurgaon. And we hope to look forward to continuing our interactions with you. Thank you once again and good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for choosing Webex Conferencing Service. That concludes this conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a wonderful evening.